Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizkos Rufua Shalema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Meseches Kedushin, Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara on the Amud Aleph brings down the opinion of Rabbi Baba Chano. The Rabbi Baba Chano held that a mitzri sheni shenotza mitzris rishayna, the beno is a shlishi, which is to say that in the case of the male parent, the father was a more kaldikadin, he was a second generation mitzri gear, and the mother was a more chomerdikadin, she was a first generation mitzri gear. So the kaveya, the din of the child, both of the av, since the av was a sheni, therefore the child was a mitzri shlishi, who's mutabakal, when not kaveya, the child, both of the more chomerdikadin of the aim, who was a mitzvah rishayna, would have given the child a din mitzvah sheni. We go back to the av, and we do not apply here the rule, as Rashi points out, according to Rav Avachana, we don't apply the rule of halech achar pesuloi. And Rashi notes that Be'etzem, the Gemara in Yevamos, brings down such a drasha, yovoi lohem bekaal Hashem lohem halech achar pesulam. And normally the halacha is where I have two parents and one is more possible, we go by the puzzle. But Rashi says that Rav Avachana held that only applies when you have, for example, a Yisroel shenosa mitzris or a mitzri shenosa Yisraelis, so that the parents are two different identities entirely. One is a mitzri, the other is the Yisroel. And that's where we do apply halecha chapsula, and whichever one it was, the mitzvah parent, the child is a mitzvah child. However, over here, says Rashi, in mitzri or mitzris, since both parents were mitzriois, just two different generations, so therefore we do not have this din of lohem halecha chapsulam, but Rashi's lotion is deho betarvai hu lohem korino bei. Both of them have the lohem, in other words, they're both the same lohem, they both have the same shem of mitzri, so therefore the lohem is not going to differentiate to say, well, one is going to, we're going to have the child a more severe lohem din, a more severe mitzvah din. Lohem only tells me which identity, whether a child is a mitzri or not. Here, we're going to say both parents are considered mitzriim, and a meila, therefore, we're just going to go both to the av and give the child a more kaldika din, a mitzri shlishi, and mutabakol. Taisus elaborates on this. Taisus quotes the Rashi, and Taisus brings down the Ram, that the Ram elaborated and said that the only time we apply, according to Rabbi Ochana, the din of lohem halecha apsulam is only Krah b'shnei amomim ayri. It's only with two different nations. One child, one parent was a Yisroel, one was a Mitzri, etc. Two different nations. Amoini or Mitzris, the Gemara tells us that actually we go both of the Mochomer of the two, because the parents were two different nations. One was an Amoini nation, one was a Mitzri nation. Mashenkin over here, where both parents were the same nation, they're both Mitzriim. So Meila, even though the different generations, Alpha B.K., according to Rabbi Bachana says Toysis, we do not apply the din of Lohem Halech Achab Sulam, and the child just goes by the Av, even if it is a Kula, and gives the kid a din of a Mitzri Shlishi. All this is the Poshup Shat in Rav Avachana, based upon Rashi and Tosis. However, the Ritva over here in the Suya suggests a bombshell of a Chiddush. He only suggests it, he says, B'derech Efshar, but he definitely suggests it, that he says that it could be that, according to Rav Avachana, a Yisroel Shenosa Mitzris, even though it is two different nations, and the father was a Yisroel, the mother was a Mitzris, Afal Pi Kein, we would go both to the more Kaldika than of the father, we would Kaveya both of the Av, and the child would have a din of a Yisroel and not a Mitzris. Only Mitzri Shenosa Yisraelis, where the father was a posala, that's where I'm going to say that the child is going to be the pogum de Hashem of the mitzri, but Yisroel Shenosa Mitzris will go back to the father, according to Rabbi Bachana, suggested Ritva, and give the child a din of a Yisroel. The Ritva suggests that it could be a smeduik like that in the sugya, because the Gemara is looking for kol mokum. There's a lot of cheshbonis in the Gemara over here, but the kol mokum in the various parts of the Mishnah are marbe. So when the Gemara is going to Rabbi Bachana and it tries to figure out what the kol mokum to say for is marbe, that's the case of kol mokum that is kedushin and aveira, and the vlad goes achra pogum, that the Gemara does not give the case, Dr. Ritva does not suggest that we'll give you a case of Yisroel Shenosa Mitzris, and the vlad goes after the pogrom, after the mitzvah mother, and based on that diak, the Ritva suggests that maybe the Rebbe Bachan is going to hold that Yisroel Shenosa Mitzris, even though it's you know, it's Shnei Amamon and everything, two different nations and the parents, and Afal Pi Kein, we go both to the father, and say a kula in that case, that to give the child the din of Yisroel. That's the Ritva's suggestion, and the Avnei Milum is matmia under the Ritva. The Avnei Milum says that the Ritva is very, very, very shver to say such a thing. He says, Hagabatzmuchad, the Avnei Milum says, let's talk about a case where one parent was a mamzer.
How about Yisrael Shanachem Amzer, Zokter? So anybody going to suggest that maybe according to the Ritva's version of Rabbi Bachana, so if the father was a Yisrael, the mother was a Mamzer, so Rabbi Bachana would go back to the father, Lakula, and just give the child the Shem of Yisrael, like the father, and not a Shem of Amzer, like the mother, is that that's Lenishma Me'oilu Mavada, Rabbi Bachana will agree, even according to the Ritva's, Rabbi Bachana will agree, that if the mother was a Mamzer, we give the child a Din Mamzer. So what's the difference, Zokter Ritva, between the mother, was a Mamzer, and the mother was a mitzvah. Whatever it is, you're going to go both to the pogum, if it's name of mom and everything. He quotes the Tosis, the Ritva, and he quotes the Rashi, and Tosis, he says, it's Kiveh, that according to Rabbi Bachana will certainly be Moid, which name of mom, we go both to Achara pogum, two different nations of the parents. And Amel over here is Zokter, Avada, how could the Ritva say this? Avada, Yisrael Shanosa mitzvah, we're going to give the child the more pogum the Gedir of the mother. As I effect the Ritva, in Rabbaran Yafin, Zechron Levracha, in his Ha'oris to the Ritva, as I fit the Adam Miluim, Rabbaran Yafin, his Ha'oris to the Ritva, in Mesach Yivam Asang Ches, suggests a teretz to this Adam Miluim's Kasha. Rabbaran Yafin suggests that there could be a fundamental distinction between the way that the flaw of Mamzer Mamzeris and the flaw of the Pagam of Mitzri Mitzris and this type of a Pagam in the Mishpocha. Yafin suggests like this. We know that we have a well-known din of Gersh and Eskerik, Kotten, Shanoi, Lodomi. And anytime you have somebody who belongs to a particular nation and they're Megayer, now for they used to be whatever nation they were, Yavonish, whatever they are, Kitish, whatever, and now they're Yiddish, they're Yisraelim. Once the person is Gersh and Eskerik, Kotten, Shanoi, Lodomi, they pocket the old Shem of the old Uma. Now, Zokter, Afal Pikain, we know that the Torah was Kiveya, that by certain types of Geirim, based upon the Yichus that they had, and the original Yachas, the original parentage that they had, so there may be certain Yisuri Chitin that are still going to remain, that are still going to kick in, even after the Geirus. So if you have a Geir Amoini, there's certain Yisuri Chitim and Geir Mitzri, Geir Adoimi, there's the Givissa types of Geirim, that even though they're Kokot and Shindoilin and the Maisa, they changed to a Yid, from whatever a nation they used to be. But Afal Pikain, there's an Isur based upon the Yachas. He says like this, it's not Pshat, there's an Etzem Shem Mitzri upon such a person, upon a Geir Mitzri, or Etzem Shem Adoimi. But Etzem, the person is a Yid, not a Mitzri. Ober, there's a Psul, a Chitun, an Isur Chitun that's Neveh from the Yachas that the person has. It's a Chiddush HaKro that was still Yachis them in Yonah Yichus to the old Ummah that they belong, to the old parents that they belong to Koidim the Geirs. And in Meila, therefore, there's an Isur Chitun that's Chal Machmas the Yachas. It's not the Pshat Sok that the person's Etzem Shem is out of a Mitzri or an Adoimi or an Amoini. Afal Pikain, since the Misyaches, and that's the Chiddush HaKro, there's still Misyaches to the old parents, so therefore the Isur Chitun that a Chal Machmas is it. Masha'en Kain, Zokt the Rabbi Yafin, by a case of a Mamzer, that's an Etzem Shem in the Mensch. The person who is, whatever exactly the Sibo, either became a Mamzer, they were noted from a Raya, or whatever is exactly the noted from a Mamzer, but Eshayir, that's an Etzem Shem, Chaloyz Shem of the person. The person is a Mamzer be Etzem. And there's a Chiddush, a din that we know, that if a parent, one of the parents of a Mamzer, so that's a Sibo, where the child should also get the Shem Mamzer, Machmas, the fact that the parent was a Mamzer. But upon a Zokt the Rabbi Yafin, it's not the Pshat that Psul is neveh from a din yuchos that the person has miyasiyaches the parentage that had to give us a shem upon them. Rather, the pshat is that an etzem chalois shem and the mensch alein that the person himself has the shem mamzer. And one of the dinim that we say in how do you become a mamzer is one of the parents of the mamzer is Charles of the mamzer himself. The meila zokta based upon that we could understand perhaps whether it was going to make this chaluk between the avim miluim's case where the mother was a mamzerious case for sure that we're not just going to go both to the av l'kula and say that the child is going to be a yisrael. The child is mamzeris, just like the mother was. Or the chaluk between that, and the Ritva's case, the Ritva's Rabbi Bachana, that holds the Yisrael Shanos and Mitzvahs are going to go to Kola, both of the Mishpachas Ha'av. Zokter, the Ritva's Rabbi Bachana evidently held of a very big chiddush, that even the din of Lohem Haleicha Hapsulam, which Rashi brings from the Sugya in Yevamos, even that din of Haleicha Hapsulam is limited, it's Mugbol, Boser, the Yisoidiyah Stika Halacha that we'll have later in the Perik over here, of Lemishpachoysam, Levesavoysam, that Mishpachos or Hukva, both of the Mishpachas are Av. And evidently the Ritva's Rabbi Bachana held that even in a case where we have a very possible mother, she's a Mitzvah mother, but Afal Pikain, the Mishpachos Avosim, Veis Avosim tells me that the Halacha of Psulim is only with the father's apostle. If the mother's apostle and the father is not, we go Avosim Mishpachas Av. But it's not that that's only where we're being Kaveh the Yachas of the child. So what we're telling you is that we're limiting the ability of the mother, the apostle of mother, to be Kaveh apostle of Yachas on the child. It should be in Yachas to Psulim because he had a kosher of father, and the Mishpachas Veis Avosim tells me that we Kaveh Yichas Bosa the father. If it's Etzim Chaloyis Hashem in the Mensch. And there's a din by Mamzer, that a person has a Mamzer parent. So there's Etzim Chaloyis Hashem Mamzer in the child alone. So that's not just a question of being conveyed the Yuchas at a person. That's a question of stempling the child, that the child is going to have a Chaloyis Hashem within themselves. That will be Etzim Ogetized, defined as a Mamzer in themselves. That the Vizier wasn't gezogt, that the Mishpachoysim Levei Savoysim, the din of being Yachas people boss of the parents, is going to be able to be conveyed and be able to limit that ability to stemple the child alone with a Pagam. If the mother was a pogrom of a mamzer, and that's a siba where one parent is a mamzer, the child can be a mamzer too, then the child will have the chalois shem mamzer, and there won't be an ability to limit that based upon the mishalois leves avoysim. The mishalois leves avoysim only limits the ability of the mother to be given the yachas possible to the child, which is negeya, to get like a ger mitzri, a ger adoimi, and the like, where over there, the whole psul is only a psul yachas. Masha'enkim ha-mamzer, with an etzem psul in the child that machmas them, that he had a mother who was apostle, a parent who was apostle, so that's not, that koyach ha-poysel, that koyach of being kaveh, stempling the shem of the child, is not limited by the mishroysel leves avoysam, and that's why it's different from mamzer, where the mother will be kaveh the shem of the child, or the ritvoz rabba v'chana will hold that the shem ger mitzri upon the mother is not going to kaveh the shem of the child. The mice. So the halacha we don't paskin like Rabbi Bachana. We paskin like Rav Dimi, which is the next man that I'm quoting in the Gemara here. Rav Dimi holds that a mitzvi sheini, shenosa mitzvi shaina, the child goes l'chumra basa the aim, and the child is a siyachis after the mitzvi shaina of the aim, and therefore the child is going to be considered to be a mitzvi sheini, basa the chumra of the aim. Why is that? So Rashi brings down the Zrosha in Mesech Tegivam Asayin Ches, that Rav Dimi's source for this is based upon the pasuk of Hashe Yivaldu, hakos of tole beleza, and the mother is the moilu, the mother is the one to give birth. So mainly you're going to go basa the mother, and the mother is a mitzvi rishain, and the child is going to have his chumras of the mitzvah sheini and be also bekol. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Evan Ezra Simon Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Yesodiyas Tekom Achloikas Rishayim in the Das of Dimi. What's it then if the father is more chumra than the mother? As the Mashal, the father was a mitzvah Rishayim and the mother was a mitzvah Shnia. So are we going to say that since the father was a mitzvah Rishayim, the child will certainly have also at least the chumra of the father, and therefore the father will be kaveh that the child is, he was a mitzvah Rishayim, the father, the child will be a mitzvah Sheni, and we won't go both to the kula of the mother? That's one way to learn it. That's the opinion of the Rambam, who holds that even according to Rav Dimi, we go up to the more chomer. Chotch that Rav Dimi is based upon a Yivoldu, Hakosa Tala Beleida, and the mother is really the moilu, she's the one who gives birth. But Afal Pikein, the Rambam held that the father is not going to be less of a Keveya, and the male, if the father is more chomer, he's a Mitzri Rish, and he's Keveya, that the child is a Mitzri Sheni. However, the opinion of the Ramban and others, and that's actually the Stamdei and the Shulchan Aruch, that they hold that it only goes both to the mother and not both to the father. And therefore, even if the father was more chomer, he was a mitzvah rishayin, still if the mother was a mitzvah shnia, we're going to go both to the more kaldika than of the mother, because it always goes both to the mother, like the pasuk, asher yivoldu lohem hakosav tola b'leida. The Pnei Yeshua over here brings down this machloik as rishayin brought in the Shulchan Aruch, and Pnei Yeshua writes that he would say that this machloik is really based upon a big sugya in Masech Tachul and Daf Ayin Tes, the sugya of choshin lezera ha'av. And that's some of the sugyas negated in different places, but that Gemara in Chol Nayin Test, for example, is primarily the Gemara touches on Shilos of how you kaveah the min of a behemoth, where you have mixed parentage in terms of the parents. One parent was a sus and the other was a chamoyer, or vice versa. There's a different case in the Gemara over there. So how you kaveah the min of the child. So Be'etzim it's mevuah that the ikka kaveah of a behemoth is the mother. The mother is the one who gives birth, and the mother is the ikka kaveah. However, if you hold choshin lezera ha'av, then the child is nesiyachas posa the father as well. So the father was a chamoyer and the child was a sus, and the mother was a sus. If I hold in choshin lezera ha'av, then the ikaveya is dafka the mother, and the child is a sus like the mother. Mashenk, if I hold choshin lezera ha'av, the child is also nesiachas to the father also, and therefore the child is going to be part chamoyer and part sus. The Pnei Yeshua writes, in other words, over here, it says yeshe yivolu, and that we could darshan akos a tola b'lei, then the mother is the ikam boilu, she's the one that gives birth. And the meila, if you don't call choshin lezera ha'av, you could tell her that the pasik kipshuto is gaminkaveya dafka with the mother, the mother, yeshe yivolu. And therefore that would actually yield the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam is saying that the mother, even the Kola, is going to be Kaveh, the Mahos of the child. The mother is a Mitzvah Shnia, even the father is more Chomor, the Mitzvah Rishin, the child will be a Mitzvah Shlishi, based on mother. And that's going to be the Rambam. However, that the Meyeshua, the Cholkim held that, I'm sorry, I confused it, that's going to be the Tamdei in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Ramban, that you only go both of the aim and nothing but the aim, even the kula. Mashen came the Rambam who was machmir. That's because he went with choishin lezera ha'av, like that man de omer that's out in the sugi mesecht chulin, and therefore the father is considered to be a moiled, just like the mother, because of choishin lezera ha'av, we go with the zera of the av as well as the keveya, and therefore consequently that's what the Rambam held. You have to be machmir both ways, and then chosh the pasuk says sheyivoldu, we have to consider the father to be a moiled as well, and therefore we're going to go with the more chomer dika, label the status of the father as well, and says the kaveh, being kaveh, the shem of the father. So that is the Pnei Yeshua, that this machlokes we shine him is toloi in yenesugi and chulin, and whether I am choishish lezera ha'av. I find the Rabban Yafin's ha'oris in the Ritva in Mesechta Yevamos, that he wants to say that according to this Pnei Yeshua's pshat, that the machlokes we shine him here depends upon choishish lezera ha'av, there should be etzem come out possibly a big nafka minila halacha from the fact of being toila our sugya in the sugya of choishish lezera ha'av. Because the din is well known that kol psulim amutor and lovoi zebozer. I'll have a mitzvah in the next parak, in the fourth parak of kedushin. So if a person is a gear mitzri, they're allowed to marry a gearis mitzri, a mitzri rishon, a mitzri sheni. As long as those are who apostle a kol, they can marry one another. So the male of pashtus doctor, if it does ois come, and the pashtus is that if I have a in this case that we're arguing the machleik rishonim over here, where the mother was a mitzri shnia and the father was a mitzri rishon, and consequently, according to the Shita of the other Rishayim, I go by the mother and I go Lakula, and the child is Mitzvah Shlishi. In other words, the child is Mutal Lakol, Mutal to Yisraelim, and actually Osir to a Ger Mitzvah, also to a Mitzvah Risha, Mitzvah Shaini, because now that the child is a Ger Mitzvah Shlishi, is Mutal Lakol, and is also to marry a Ger Mitzvah. A Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, that holds that the child is going to be a Mitzvah Shaini, like the Muhammad, the Gedin of the father, so the Chorid of Pshat is that that child is a Mitzvah Shaini and also Bakol, but on the other hand, the child is Mutal to marry a Ger Mitzri, because of the, once the child gets labeled as a Mitzri, he's a Pasul and Mutter to other Psulim. That's the Pashtus. So there, but according to the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat, it might not be so Poshit, because the Pnei Yeshua is saying that the Rambam is based upon the Sugya of Choshen Zer Ha'av. Now, Be'etzim, if you look in the Sugya in Choshen Zer Ha'av, the Sugya is very clear in Masechta Chulin over there, that the child is partly Nisyachas after the father and partly the mother. Yeah, according to Choshen Zer Ha'av, Man to Omar, if I have a Sus that's born a Chamoiru or Fakert, so the child is going to be part Sus and part Chamoir. That's what Choshen Zer Ha'av is all about. The male is doctor over here, it really should come out that according to Pnei Yeshua's Pshat in the Rambam, when I say the din of Halaycha Chapsulim over here, it doesn't mean the child is in Gansen, the status of the apostle, but it means the child is considered to be a mixed labels. And the male, for example, the case we're giving here, the case of the Machloikas Rishainim, I have that the mother was a Mitzri Shnia and the father was a Mitzri Rishain. So according to the Rambam, I'm Machmir Bas to the father and I say that the child is considered to be a Mitzri Shaini. But that only means the Rav Aaron Yafin, according to Pnei Yeshua, that the child has one tzad mitzri sheni to him. However, the child has another tzad based on the mother, he has a tzad mitzri shlishi to him. There's one tzad but ogatayt bas to the father, one tzad bas ogatayt bas to the mother. Comes out that the child is considered to be a mixed parentage, part mitzri shlishi, which is based on a shem kohol on him, because mitzri shlishi is mutabak kohol, and part mitzri sheni, which is a shem psul kohol. If the child has both labels, it could be won't be able to get married, Zokter, if you're going to toile our sugya in the sugya of Choshen Zer Ha'av, because the child is going to have both labels, both that of apostle, that of a mitzri, as well as that of a kosher as a Yisrael, multiple call, mitzri shlishi, and a male might be also to marry both ways. Zokter of Aaron Yafin, that be'etzem, this very shvera and very strange thing, that the child may end up being mixed, and also to marry altogether, that question really depends. Pashtus depends upon a fundamental hakira of Reb Chaim Brisker in the Chedush HaGrach in Masechta Makos, Daf Beis. Reb Chaim over there clears a basic question about this din of kol ha'psulim mutar and lovo zebazeh. That all the psulei kol mutar to marry one the other. So, for example, a mitzvah rishon is allowed to marry a mitzvah shnius, and etc., etc. Frekt Reb Chaim asks this question. Is this heter for the psulim to marry one another, is that neveya from the isser kol? is that something because they're also bekal, so therefore that's mafkia from the makadushas call, and the male of them mutter to marry one the other, and they all mutter one the other because they all like each one like the other is taka from them the kadushas call, and maybe they could all marry one the other. In other words, the way I say it's an outcome of taitso because they're also bekal, therefore that's mafkia from them the kadusha, and therefore they can marry one the other. Or they tfibos under adinim. It happens to be on the one hand that, for example, a mitzvah rishon, a mitzvah sheni, that on one hand they're also bekal, and there's also a tzveit of a zunder independent, separate then, that a mitzvah rishon, a mitzvah sheni, an amoini, whatever, ger amoini, whatever it is, that these all lack kedushas kol, and therefore a mutter to marry other psulei kol themselves. Are they two independent halachas, or is one neveya from the other? Rav Chaim Grad al Pidarko over there wants to say, there's a machloket rishonim about this, is the heter to marry other psulim an outcome, a direct tzveit of the isser kol, or is it an independent din that those people who are psulei kol, the mitzvah ger, mitzvah rishon, mitzvah sheni, the amoini, etc., mayovi, they are all on the one hand they're usher, and at the same time they independently have an independent din that they lack a kedushas kol, therefore they can marry other psulim. Zev Chaim wants to make a machloket rishonim out of that, and Rabbi Yaffa wants to say that would have to be a nafkimina over here in the Pnei Yeshua's Rambam. It's not the razoi, because be'etzem over here in this Pnei Yeshua's Rambam, as we said before, there's a siba to touch up this child, that the child has on the one hand a kaldik, a mother, a mitzvah sheni, and a chomerdik, a father, a mitzvah rishon, and we say choshen zera ha'av, and they give the child both labels, so the child could be, it's a siba to be labeled doubly. The child is on the one hand the mitzvah sheni, apostle, and the same time also a mitzvah shlishi and a kosher, and that's pshat in the Pnei Yeshua's Rambam. But if that's the case, we could have cleared to say maybe that the child can be also both ways, you know, they can be also in the psulim as well, because just like you're also in the ksherim machmas the tzad mitzvah sheni, you're also in the psulim machmas etzad mitzvah shlishi, which is a shem call on it. But it's good, Zokter Vayafin, if I learn that the shem heter call and the shem iser call, these are two independent dinim, that neither one is an outcome, neither is a tetzah of the other. That I'm going to have the taka, the child is going to be stuck according to that shita, according to that tzad of Reb Chaim, because I'm going to have, on the one hand, the child has an aspect, a mahos of himself as a mitzvah sheni, which is apostle, and which generates dinim of iser to marry Yisraelim. On the other hand, there's another tzad upon himself, a mitzvah shlishi, which is a shem kosh, which generates other dinim of an isser to marry psulim, and there'll be two independent dinim which will coexist within this child. That holds that the heter call is an outcome of the fact that the heter psulim, the heter to marry other psulim, is an outcome of the fact that you're also bekol. So then it should suffice that we convey upon this child a din that he's also bekol, because this child has a shem mitzvah sheni upon himself, he's also bekol. Even if there's two tzadim and two aspects and two malos and etc., it doesn't make a difference. According to this side of Abchaim, we're going to say that does alain, this in and of itself, the fact that the child is possible call and has a shem mitzvah sheni that passes him bekol, that's mafkia his kedusha and allows him to mutter to marry other psulim. So even if he is a tzad machmas, the mother to be called a mitzvah sheni, it doesn't make a difference. Still, he has an issa call, and that was mafkia his kedusha, and that allows him to marry other psulim. So according to that side of Abchaim, Zokter, it's going to come out that this child, which has a shem mitzvah sheni machmas, the father, is allowed to marry other ger mitzvah, other psulim call, even though machmas, the mother, he has a siba to be called a mitzvah shlishi, it doesn't make a difference because he was also bekol, that when mafkia his kedusha's call, and the male, therefore, he's mutter to marry psulim. On the top of the Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down a shayla, a dion, benegea to a child of mixed parentage. That one parent belonged to the Shivas Ha'amimim, and the other parent did not belong to the Shivas Ha'amimim, the Canaanite nations that were living in Eretz Yisroel. And the way Rashi learns the sugya, the issue there is benegea to a loy sechaya called neshama, that you're not allowed to let anyone live in the Shivas Ha'amimim. And what do you do with a child of mixed parentage? So Rashi explains the whole droshes in the Gemara, that we come out with masik, that it goes back to the Av. So if the father was a Canaanite, one of the Canaanite nations, then you have to kill the child as well. If the mother was a Canaanite nation or the others, but the father was not, we go about to the father and there's no din on that child. And in fact, that's what Rashi explains. That's what the Yechon is saying in the Gemara. And halech achar hazochar is going to get to this din that, in this case, the father's label, be kaveh the shem of the child, ben aget to the din of lois achayak on the shama. The Rambam paskins a chiddush de kahalacha in Hilchas Avodah and Perek Tes, which the Kesef Mishnah and the Neif came over there saying the Rambam got that halacha based upon a reading of our Gemara, which is very different from that of Rashi. The Rambam reads, the Rambam paskins over there, Hilchas Avodah and Perek Tes, that if you have a case of mixed parentage of a child and one of the child both from the Shar HaOmois
and the other one was an Eved or a Shifcha. In other words, one parent is from the Umma, it's a Goy. The other is an Eved Knani or a Shifcha Knanis. And you want to know whether the child is considered to be an Eved Knani or a Shifcha Knanis likewise. So there the Rambam says that if the father was a Goy and the mother was a Shifcha, the child is an Eved Kenani. Because the Pasuk says, Asher Hoylidu Ba'artzechem. Asher Hoylidu Ba'artzechem means he goes to the Moilid, the mother, and therefore, the mother was a Shifcha, child will be an Eved Kenani. Masha Inkein, Dr. Rambam, an Eved Kenani who lives with a Goyta from one of the Goyish nations. So there, Ein Habein Eved. We do not, if Yachas, the child, Bosa the Av, the child is not a din of an Eved, because the Pasuk says, Hoylidu Ba'artzechem, Eved ein lo chayes. Eved ein lo yachas. An Eved doesn't have yichus, and therefore the status of the Eved father is not going to be given over to the child, to give the child as well, a din of an Eved. The Kesef Mishnah writes over there that the Rambam got all this out of our Gemara, based upon a very different reading of our Gemara than Rashi's reading. And the Kesef Mishnah makes fundamentally two points. One is that whereas Rashi, al pi darkoi, and our sugya understood that the question is, b'negeh thin of lo yisachayah kol neshama, and it's a shailo being kaveh, the child being bossa the Shiva Sa'amim or bossa some other Umma, is there a din of Loisachaya? That's what Rashi learned. However, the Rambam learned entirely differently, and in a way, the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam fits a little bit better, because the Gemara as a whole, on the Samach Zayin here in Kedusha, is not talking about Loisachaya Kol Neshama, it's talking about Dine Yichus, Dine Issachol. Eved is in a ghetto Issachol, who you're allowed to marry, who could marry him, etc. So therefore, a little bit more mashma, perhaps, in that aspect of it, like the Shitas HaRambam, the Shaila here is where one parent was an Eved or a Shif, and the other was not. It's not a question of Zainamim, it's a question of being Keveya, whether the child is a Shifcha or an Eved, and it's Rambam is saying it goes to the mother. But the other aspect of it, says the Kesef Mishnah, at Lamaisa, our Gemara seems to say, that's Rabbi Yochanan, we're being teaching up or giving you a case to explain this, instead of going to the father, the Achar HaZochor, whereas the Rambam says very clearly you're going to the mother. If the mother is a Shifcha Knainis, it's Keveya, the child is an Eved Knaini. If the father is an Eved, the mother is an Umois, it's not Keveya, the child. So that actually is against what the whole Gemara seems to be working on here, which is figuring Rabbi Yochanan b'umas halayich achar hazochar, and the Kesef Mishnah actually suggests that it could be that maybe the Rambam was goyreis Rabbi Yochanan and then Rabbi Yochanan b'umas halayich achar hanekeva. That's a suggestion, mamash hepech of a gyusa, that you go both in a keva, and then after a minute will be in a case like this one, b'negeh to shifcha, whether the child is an eved, it's going to go both to whether the mother was a shifcha chnainis, which the child is an eved, or if the father was an eved, which is not keveya, the lineage of the child. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Moshe Chavroini here in the Masas Moshe in Kedushin writes, Akoponim Eich Sheyiyah, it's Mavur here, an interesting Shittas HaRambam. The Maise, it's Mavur that the Rambam is saying that Benegeh to a parent, Shifcha Eved, being Kaveh, the status of a child, a mother Shifcha could do that, a father Eved cannot do it. Now, but Etzem Gevent Lachzata, we really know that Eved has no Yach, has no Chayas, and the Shifcha has no Chayas, they don't have a Chayas, they don't have Yichus. But Afal Pikein, Zokta, Afal Pikein, in terms of stempling what the child is going to be, so the mother is the Moilid. She's the one who gave birth, she did the Maisa laid on the child. Since the Maisa laid, the actual Hoylod was done from the mother, so therefore the mother is able to give her the shame of the child, even though Avodim and Shvachas don't Etzem have a Yichus, still she'll be Kaveh the child. The child's status, and therefore, if the mother was a Shifcha, the child was an Eved. But, if it was the father who was an Eved, and the mother was a regular Umas Oilam, so the father, Vibat and Abodim, have no Chayas, have no Yachas, like the Rambam says, and the father didn't do a Maisa Leda on the child, so Mela, therefore, it comes out that the Rambam is holding that the father does not have his status of an Eved Knaini, will not be Keveya, will not have the ability to determine that the child should have a din of an Eved likewise. So Rav Chavroini says in the Masas Moshe that we find elsewhere as well, the Rambam seems to follow a similar concept in Shvachos and Avodim, a difference between the koyach of the mother to be keveya or the koyach of the father. In Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam discusses the halachos of a child being also to hit and wound his father or mother, the child being also to makalel the father or mother, and as you know, in Pasim Mishpatim, these are actually chiyuvim mitzvos bezdin, the child wounds the parents, wounds the father, wounds the mother, or the makalel curses the father or mother, so the halacha is that these are chayiv mitzvos bezdin. What's been a geir to a child who's an eved kenaini, who was born to a parent's Eved and a Shifcha, and he curses Makal them. What's the din there? So the Rambam Paskins over there in Hilchos Rambim, that if the Eved child is going to curse the father who's an Eved, so the Rambam says
that Eved ain loy yichus, there's no yichus, Ela hare oviv kemoisha ain oval choldover, and the father is considered like he's not his father choldover at all, regardless whether they're still an Eved or in a Stachru, they got freed, either way, still the father is not considered to be a father in any way. So therefore the Ramah says that the Eved will not get, before, after the Shechar, to make a difference, will not get any din misas bezdin, machmas din makal, etc., the father, because the father is not nisiachas to him in any way. That's if the Eved will curse or hit the father, who's the Eved. What about if he curses or hits the mother, the Shefachnainis? So Zokta Matad Moshe, if you look carefully in the Rambam over there, you see it's really meduyek that the Rambam, you'll pat a bit potter as well there, if the Eved hits his mother with a Shefach. But the Rambam seems to give a special bazunder reason for that, and the reason is because of the pasuk of Umakalil of the Imu, which is Makish, of to aim, as to chayav al oviv, chayav al imoy, ze she'ene chayav al oviv, ene chayav al imoy. And as Meduyik, the Rambam brings on this drosha, it's Meduyik over there in the Rambam, that's the drosha that's going to be the negayat over here as well. Is if the son, who's the kid who's an Eved, hits the mother who's a Shivcha, so the chotchi pater on Kalola, but be'etzem it's mavur that what that be tzad hasvor, you should have been chayav, we would really be machayav you on that Kalola. But there's a gzeiris hakonsev, as to chayav al oviv, chayav al imoy, as she'ene chayav al oviv, ene chayav. Net zokt there, zokt Rav Chavroni in the Masas Moshe, that's a toitzo of the zelbige shitas harambam that we find over here in our Gemara. Then both mekoymes is mavur that chosh is then of eved ein loy chayes, but also begeir to a eved having a yachas to the father who's an eved, he has no shaychas to the father at bechlal, but mitzad of shaychas to the mother that he would have and betzim should have because the mother was moiled him and bachmas the hoylada, the maisa hoylada that she gave birth to him. That's a siba that there really should be a shaychas that he's nisyachas to her old child. So that's why it's going to come out over there in Hilchas Mamrim that Be'etzem it said as far that it would have been Chayev on Mekal Imoy, but therefore became there's a new din, especially because of the Patev. It's not like when you get to the father, to get to the Eved's father Eved, where over there you don't have any need for any Xeris HaKos of Bechlal, because there's no Shaychas altogether between the Eved and the father. And Zokta, that's really the same thing, the same Yesoid, that we find here in the Rambam by us in Hilchas Avodim, the way the Rambam learned of our Gemara, that over here too, where we're saying over here, the status of the mother also Shifcha Knaini is kevei the status of the child is an Eved Knaini, because the child has a Shaychas to the mother because she was moilut. The status of the father also Eved Knaini is not kevei the Yachas of the son also Eved, because the son had done, like Ram himself says, Asher Hilidu, and the Eved is Engel Chayas, and the Melech's not called that the father is a moilut, in the case that the father was an Eved, and Melech therefore that's in our Suya is not able to kevei the Shem of the child to be called an Eved. Later on the Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down a sugya with drashos to tell you that kedushin is not toifsin b'chayv krisus. So if a person is mekadosh a chayv krisus, he gives her a kedushin. The kedushin is not effective and it's not chal at all. The chinuch in mitzvah reish vov, the chinuch says that someone who's mekadosh a chayv krisus, it's not effective, it's not chal. Mekom mokum zokter neschayv ha'oisa b'hen ma'isa kedushin, that the person is neschayv, he's over on a loisa, say, if you do a ma'isa kedushin, even though it wasn't chal, you still get a chiv and an iser. Shat toira omra loisikach umashma loshin kedushin. By arayos it says loshin of loisikach, and it's a loshin of kedushin. Afal gar, the chinuch says dim ovav alokach, which is kidesh loy mahani, and she's not to be kedesh, she's not his wife. Afal pikein, the makom makom neschayev bekach, the person still got a iser loisa, say that he was over on machmas dem, that he did a maisi kedushin, that he was mekadesh the erev, he was mekadesh his sister-in-law v'chol v'chol. That's the chinuch. The Michas Chinuch writes over there in the Michas Chinuch that first of all he says he didn't find any zeichet, any such din in the Rambam anywhere, that there's a bisa dazach that a person who hands a ring to a sister or a sister-in-law ba'ech she'ir as a mekadosh or a mekadoshesli, so it's not chal at all, but like the Chinuch says, it's still going to be a loisa say. And the Rambam there's no shum zeichet of that. Moreover, he says, at least he says at first, that he doesn't know anywhere where it says such a thing in Shas. No b'chlal, but in shum mokum, the Gemara never mentions that it's going to be mamish a loisa say for being mekadosh a lady. That's nothing. It's because the Kedush is not even Chal, she's an Erva, and Afal Pikein, the Chinuch should say that there is a Din Loisa, say that you're still Oiver. However, Spater in the Koimitz Mincha, which is the Mechas Chinuch, to the Mechas Chinuch, he writes that Lamaisi was necessary that it does have a mocker in the Gemara, because it comes from our Gemara. Our Gemara over here brings in a series of drashos, and the Gemara comes out, Lamaisi, the Gemara is Masik, that there's actually two drashos for an Achois Isha, for a wife's sister, it's one of the Arayas, that the halacha is that the Kedushan is not Chal. The Gemara says, what do you need two drashos? The Gemara says, one Lachatchila, one Bediyevin. Hol Lachatchila, one Bediyevin. In other words, I would just have one drash, I would say, it's not Lachatchila to Mekadish, the Moshe, the sister-in-law. Now that I have two, I say, it's not even Chal Bediyevin. Zoktav then, the Mechas Chinuch, so let's be misbehaving. What are these two dinim? One's Lachatchila, one's Bediyevin. Bediyevin, we know what it means. That means that if you hand her the ring, she's not Mekadeshes to you. And that's a true to all the Arayas, the Gemara comes out. But what's with the din of Lachatchila? What does it mean, Hol Lachatchila? It's also Lachatchila, apparently, to hand the ring to the sister-in-law. Zoktav, if you take these two dinim together, so one is telling you that it's not Chal Bediyevin, that's a din Bediyevin. The other is telling you that it's Isser Lachatchila. That's what Lachatchila means, Lachatchila. It's an Isser Lachatchila. So come to Chois, that the Gemara really is a marker for the Chinuch, and the Chinuch's marker is going to be from here, Zoktav. That you see in our Gemara that there's a din Lachatchila, a time for the din Bediyevin, and they're going to coexist, that I knew. Even though there's a din Bediyevin that marrying an Erva won't be Chal at all, Klal Klal. Afal Pikain, there's a din Lachatchila as well, Lo Yinkach, which is to say that it's going to be also to Mekadish to make the Maisa Kedushin. Radom Pavarsky says over here in the Shir of Dov Pavarsky, he says that Be'etzem, you could imatcha this Mechas Chinuch Shtikul Torah, because you could say that Hol Lachatchila Bediyevin means that if I would only have one Pasuk, I would have said that it's only a Lachatchila, which means that if you're Mekadish and Erva, the Kedushin is Toifis, it's a Choshev of Maisa Kedushin, it's effective, and for that very reason, we have to be done whether it's Mutter, because the Maisa, it's Mamash of Maisa Kedushin, which had a Chalois, it was effective. So we're telling you that, the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach, that it's also Lachatchila to do it, even though if you do it, it'll be effective. Mashenk in the Maskana Sagamore after the second Rosh, that says that even Bediyevit, it's nothing. So now we have to re-examine, Dr. Bavarsky, the question of whether it's Yitochen to Asr, even Lachatchila. When it was only Lachatchila and was Chal Bediyevit, we're fully prepared to say that Lo Yikach means that it's also to do, but if you do it, it's Chal, but it's a significant Maisa Kedushin, it's also, it's a Isr Lo Yikach. Mashenkin, some Soif, the Maskana, we're coming out that it's not even Chal. So then it's a very big question we have to raise all of a sudden. If it's not Chal and it's Commander Less and it's Gornish, it's nothing at all, who says that it's Yitochen to Asr, to stop hand her a ring, it's not a significant act. So it could be the Maskana Sigmore that holds it. Once the Gemara comes out, then the Kedushin of Erev is not even Chal Bediyevit, it's come that it's Mamash Mutal Chatchila, because it's not Yitochin to Asr, and not Yitochin to Lun of Loyikach, meaning thou shalt not, you know, it's got command form. Because how could you do that? How could you say that's going to be an Isser if the Din Maisa Kedushin have no significance at all? That's Radova Pavarsky's suggestion, and we're just Moisiv that Be'emes, he could learn up that Taka the Shitas of Rambam. I mean, the Mechasana starts this tickle by saying that although the Chinuch says clearly that there is an Issa to be Lekech, a Maisa Kedushin, on an Erva, but the Rambam is not found the Shemokan that he ever says that. So that's a coin to Radova Pavarsky, you could learn up that that's the Shitas of Rambam. In other words, that even though it says the Holochatchila Habadiyevit, the word just means that if I would have only one Pasuk that would have been an Issa Lechatchila to do a Kedushin on Erva, it would have been Chal, but it would be also Lechatchila. Now that I have a second Pasuk, that it's also, it's nothing even but the Evid, it's Gornish, Ephilu but the Evid, now we have to re-ask the question a second time, is it Yitochen now to continue to say the Ligach means an Issa Lekuch and Lav Lechatchila, and that the Rambam Yitochen, the Rambam held that there is actually no Loisa say, because it's not a meaningful act, Maskana, since the Kedushin is not Toifet at all on the Erva. The Gemara here on the bottom of the Omud is Mavur that one of the Arayos that we're learning out to that Kedushin is not Toifis on her is an Eishes Ish. Thus says if a lady is already married, Eishes Ruvain, and you give her a Kedushin, you're Shimon and you want to Makadish her, say Makadish a lady who's already married to somebody, so Kedushin is not Toifsin. The Gemara goes through it, but Etzon there was a half a minute to say that you can't learn Eishes Ish out of other Arayos because the others are Ein Lo Heter B'chai Oyser, and they don't have any Heter during the lifetime of the Oyser. Now, Shane came to Eishes Ish. That she doesn't have a heter, even the lifetime of the oiser, they'll say she was married to Reuven, but if Reuven gives her a get, she becomes mutter, even though Reuven's still alive, and she can marry somebody else, so she's more calm. Maybe Kedushin will be tofes on Eishes Ish, maybe it can't be learned out of the other arayas, and then where some slave comes out, that we have with the famous, what's known as the Hakesha de Rabbi Yoina, throughout Shas, it's discussed actually in Yevamos, the famous Hakesha de Rabbi Yoina, the Rabbi Yoina made an umbrella type Hekish, Kikola Sheyas, and It's an umbrella pasuk that collates and collects together all of the different arayas. So we compare all the arayas to hekish to achisisha, just like achisisha. Kedushin is not toifas on her like we had the drasha before. So to afkal arayas kulon loy tafsi behu kedushin. So to all the arayas, kedushin is not toifas on any of the arayas. In other words, since of course we have the din of ein meshivin ala hekish, so therefore it's no longer a question that Isha Sish is b'chayr mokal, she could be mutter b'chayr oisran, Reuven gives her a get, she's mutter already, marry somebody else. Afal pikein, you have an umbrella hekish, kol ha-shi'asim mikol teves ha'ilu v'nichrisu, and all of the arayas are compared one to the other, and ha'ilu, all of them, including the Isha Sish, has no tfisas kedushin if you try to mekadosh her. Now, the Avnei Miluim brings down a shvera pnei Yeshua mesech de gittin, and Avnei Miluim is matmiya on the pnei Yeshua from our sugya. The Pnei Yeshua Masech the Gittin on the Mem Gimel discusses a case of a man who's Mekadish, a woman who's already a Shif Harufa to somebody else. And as there's different, the whole sugya there in Gittin about Shif Harufa. Some Pashtus, there's a Shif Harufa, there's a Shif Achnainis that's Me'ureses to an Eved Ivri. And it's Mavur over there in the sugya in Gittin that, of course, there's no Din Eishes Ish Gomer Lagabe Yamisis Bezdin if you live with a Shif Harufa who's Me'ureses to the Eved Ivri. But after Pekin, there's an Isser, and that's the Pasha Shif Harufa in the Torah. It's Osir to live with a Shif Harufa, the Shif Achnainis who's Me'ureses to the Eved Ivri. So she's an Eishes Ish of a kind, but she's not the Yeshus Ish Gomor that there should be a Mises Bezin of any kind. The Pnei Yeshua over there is Mechadesh. The Pnei Yeshua says that even though the Shif Harufa doesn't have the full Choymer and there's no Kores, not Mises Bezin and not Kores, nothing like that for someone who lives the Shif Harufa, but Afal Pikein is that the Pnei Yeshua, he holds that Kedushin will not be Toifeth on her. Kedushin won't, the ain't Toifeth Kedushin Toifeth in Shif Harufa. Why? Either Maisin is no Kores, and there's no Kores, you're not going to the Mamish to include in the Hekesh to Rabbi Yoina, you're not going to have. The Hekesh is called Shiasa Mikol Toifeth Hale Venichrisu, and the Shif Harufa doesn't have it in Kores. So the Maisa, why? There shouldn't be a din of Eitzvisa's Gedushin on that. Of them, that the Pnei Yeshua, a new Chiddush. Afal Pikein, Zokter, Bepneishi, Kinyon Noi Shel Baal. Vi Baal, that she's a kinyon of the husband. He was kind to her. So, Be'etzim, by virtue of being kind to her, he took her away from anybody else having any kind of Yecholus to be kind to her, because she's kind to him. It's a certain sense, doing it to anything you're kind to. You know, if you're kind to a Chayfetz, so once you're kind to, nobody else can be kind to because it's within your Bailas. And in Melech, Pnei Yeshua, time is the same thing about a Shif Haruf, you do a Maisa Kedushin, so he was kind of a Maisa Kinyan. So since he did a Maisa Kinyan to her, it's meant a nimnus anybody else to be kind to her, regardless, totally apart from the fact that the Dion of whether she'll be called an Erva or not, which is she's not an Erva, Afa Pinkain, she's Konuit to someone, and that Elaine, thus Elaine makes it that it's impossible to become Nikna to somebody else. Then the Lumen's Matmiya on this Pnei Yeshua, and he says it's actually a Pella because he says Zokte. The Pnei Yeshua is connected to the whole Sugya here in the Kedushin Samach Zayin. According to the Pnei Yeshua, I don't even need to clear whether the Kedushin Tayfsin and Aisha Sish, Machmas, the Shem Erva that she has, and Machmas, the connection with the other arayas, none of that is at all necessary. In fact, even by Shif Harufa, you don't even have it, an Afal Pikein. There's no Kedushin Tayfsin and Shif Harufa simply because of the fact that she's Konoid, there's a whole under the din. She's Konoid to one person, you can't make a Kenyan on her. So then what's the whole Shaila now Gemara? There's a whole Shak of Ataya at the end of the Sugya, at the end of the Daf, and where the Kedushin is Tayfsin and Aisha Sish, and where it says it's not, but you can't have a Chisisha, you have to end up having a Hekish, it could have been a Pircha. None of that makes any sense according to Pnei Yeshua, because according to him, any had no kedushin toys and eishes fish machmas the shem kinyan that's already on her. That's Avnei Miluim's tmiya on the Pnei Yeshua, and he says it's not like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is incorrect, and the only reason why kedushin is not toys and eishes fish is only to leave them that she's an erva like other arayas. It's interesting chiddush, by the way. It does say the fact that Reuven was kind to her, that she's koner Reuven, is not a siva where it's not shaykh for Shimon to make a new kinyan. It's vice is not doimit to mumnes mamish where you can't be kind to something owned by somebody else. Over here, it's not a kinyan. It's not a bailus mamish. And Meila, therefore, Aisha Sish could have been nicknamed to the next guy as well, if not for the fact that they didn't erva at the Gemara learns Afim Exeris HaKosef. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Kovitz HaOrith, writes that you could miyashiv the Pnei Yeshua maybe in a couple of ways. His basic mahalach is that he wants to say that maybe we need the two dinim, tzvei dinim, even though the taka is a din, which is Neged HaShiv Harufa, for example, that the etzem kenyan on Aisha Sish, that she was konish, she was miskadesh to one person, makes it menanimna impossible that a new person should be koin, and that's Neged HaShiv Harufa, the Pnei Yeshua could be right. The Afal Pikein, our Gemara still has to be done independently, whether it is also a Shem Erva on the Eish HaSish, but independently will be a Siva, why does Nutfis Kedushin, Machmas HaShem Erva, that has Yesh Bekoros, and etc.
And the Torah wants to make a couple of possible nafkaminis. One nafkamin he wants to say is that Salih the Ben Yeshua's din that there's no kedushin tovsin on an Eishes Ish because she's nikna already to somebody else. Zakta, that would not generate that the Vlad Mamzer. Normally, Gevaint Lach, we know that if you have a Shem Erev, the kedushin is not tovsin on her, so aside from the fact that there's a chorus if you live with her, but also the Vlad is a Mamzer. But the Bechonim brings a raya from a Rajbo that that's only if the not kedushin tovsin is neveh from the Shem Erev. If you have a lady who's not kedushin tovsin for some other reason, it happens to be you can't be kedushin tovsin or for whatever happenstance reason, that's not a sibud to make the child a mamzer. And Mela, therefore, Zatu Bechonim, Alf the Pnei Yeshua's din, the child would not be a mamzer, just because you can't be kedusha. But if the person would live with her and be Paul, the child would not be a mamzer because there's no Shem Erev that's mafkia the kedushin tovsin. But that's what the Gemara has to speak out of here, that an Eishes Ish does have the Shem Erev, which is my native kedushin tovsin, and Mela, that dafkamina, that will be that who are then to lead them that if someone is Paul, so she has a Shem Erev upon her, and therefore Mela, the child will be a mamzer as well. That's the first Mahalach of Bnei Yeshua. L'maisa of Kervitz Oris says that in Cheshmer it doesn't work well in our sugya, because if you look in Toysis, you could see that Toysis proves that our Gemara is going rather like Rabbi Shua's Shita, and Yivam Mitzvah Rabbi Shua happens to hold that Imam Zeh L'michayv Mitzvah Bezdin. That's what Toysis says over here in the Toysis of Maschel Menani Mili, that Toysis proves that our sugya goes, you know, that our sugya is not negated to Mamzeris, and our sugya's droshes are not negated to Mamzeris, because our sugya happens to hold that only if it's Mitzvah Bezdin Mamish, our sugya is being done, not Mitzvah Bezdin. There's no Mitzvah Bezdin discussion here. There's a discussion of Chorus, Erevo, and Chorus. All those are Arayas, are Chorus, and therefore don't have a Tzvi's discussion either. But as far as Mitzvah Bezdin, our Sugya goes that Ein Mamzer El Mechayv Mitzvah Bezdin. Mamzer is only from Chayv Mitzvah Bezdin, and that's why Tosa says that our Gemara doesn't prove that no Kedushin Tosa and various Arayas simply from the fact that the Vlodan is a Mamzer. Which Tosa's Tainus we do find elsewhere, for example, that Rekiva, who holds that Vlad Mechayv Lamin is a Mamzer, the Gemara assumes for Pshitas. If it's so Chomor, the Vlad Zachavi Lavin is a Mamzer, who are then Rebbe Kiva will hold that the Chavi Lavin relationship is no Tfiyas Kedushin either. Well, our Gemara could have done that too, Zach Toysis. If you hold, like we Paskin, that there's a Mamzer from Chavi Krisus, we could just say, like the Gemara always says in Rebbe Kiva, that just like the relationship is so severe that it generates Vlad Mamzer, so who are then? It's impossible there should be a Kedushin Toysin. The Gemara doesn't do it because our Gemara goes like a Bishua, who holds Ein Mamzer El Mechavi Mitzvah Bezdin. So therefore, the Kavitz Oris Tainus, that our Gemara is not being done with the child of a Mamzer, because a is a mamzer, but that's not the issue over here in our Gemara, because the hekish of Rabbi Yoina and the din arayas and the whole sugya, the whole shak of a tarav Gemara isn't coming to generate mamzerim, because our Gemara happens to be holding, like Tosafot proves, happens to be holding that mamzer doesn't generate from the chayiv krisa shaboy, and you would only need dafka a chayiv mitzvah bezin to generate a mamzer. However, the Pnei Yeshua, the Kavis Ha'oras still comes up with a chap, a second teretz. Why is it negaya to know that the tzvei the din of inkadush and tosafot be'ishas ish al tervon? Totally apart from the fact that it's Koni already. He says a chap benegir to a case where it would be kibbul kedushin mishnei b'nei odom ka'achas. That's similar to a case of two kedushin v'as'achas that you had earlier in the second perek. So let's use mekadosh kedushin of two people at once. Granted, the din is, and we had it earlier, the kol she'ene b'zechazeh, and filo b'vas'achas einoi, right, that's the din of Rabbah that you had earlier in Dafnun, and the din is that neither one is toifis at all, because since the first would preclude the second, so therefore when the b'as'achas each knocks out the other and it's nothing is chal. However, b'chon ha'tain is that that's only after our Gemara that says that the shem irva that's when she's an Eishes Ish, that knocks out the next Tfisas Kedushin. So there's a Siba, in other words, she's getting a Siba to be an Ervo Klappi this guy, and a Siba to getting an Ervo Klappi that guy all at once, Kedushin to both people. So then we say they knock each other out, and it's not Chal at all. But if it would just be a question of Kinyonim, like any Kinyon, a question of Bailas, two people make a Maisa Kinyon and one Chayfas at the same time. Avada, they're both Koin. You don't say, because by kinyonim, it's just a metzias bialma. It's just a metzias. Once you coin it to one person, there's no ability to be coined for the second guy. So there, the halacha is they both be coined at the same time, then they'll be both be coined. And in Mela, if you wouldn't have our Gemara, would have said that if she makabal kedushin with two people at once, coined to both. Now that you have our Gemara, it's a shem erva, so therefore each one is misnagit, each one is menagit to the other, each halois is menagit to the other halois, and she makabal from both together, so therefore there won't be kedushin tovsin at all. Finally, we'll suggest a very curious hatsor, the suggestion of the Darkei Moshe in Eben Ezra Simen Tesvov. Our Gemara, as we just discussed, is talking about arayos, and it says the kedushin is not tovus on an erevah. Now we know we have a big sugya in Masechta Yevamos called Shniyos La'arayos, which is a derabbanan de hachoka around arayos, secondary relationships, secondary relatives, which will be not an erva gomor, but it's a din derabbanan. For example, aim imoy, or the different cases that the Gemara gets into over there in Masechta Yevamos, it's a secondary relationships which are passed as an erva derabbanan. What the Darkei Moshe clears to say over there is that we know that if you mekadosh an erva, so the kedusha is not chal. What happens if you mekadosh a shniya? Zok the Darkei Moshe. So mekadosh a shniya, the halacha is, of course, that it is chal, because on the Torah level she's not an erva at all. Consequently, she's miskadeshes the raisa to the person who's mekadosh. But what's the din? Zok the Darkei Moshe. She turns around as kibul kedusha miacher, a second person afterwards. So maybe you could say, zok the Darkei Moshe, that naniach that this lady is mekadeshes the raisa to the first man. But on the Rabbanon level, there's a lack of Tfisas Kedushin. The Raya says she is Kedushin, but on the Rabbanon level, she doesn't have, because since she's a Shnias La Raya, she hasn't Shem Erva the Rabbanon. And Mela, therefore, Zot the Darkei Moshe, that maybe you could say, therefore, that under there's a Rabbanon element of Kedushin, which is lacking in the first marriage, and the Mela, there'll be a Tfisas Kedushin with the Rabbanon to the second guy. So she married the Raya to the first guy, but with the Rabbanon to the second guy, because of the fact that the first marriage, Choshe was Chalmud the Raya, but Afa Pekin, it had a Chasoroin in it, Machmasim, that she was a Shnias La'arayas, and therefore, on the Rabbanadigal level, she was an Erva, Klapi the first guy. So the Rabbanan, there was a lack of Kedushin, so it left something, some the Rabbanan ability of Kedushin, to Miskadish to the second. There are more rites over there in the Darkei Moshe that it could be that chat in the Tur, because the Tur is a very Shver Tur over there. The Tur discusses that there's a Rayas to Raisa, and there's a Rayas to Rabbanan, Shnias La'arayas, he gets into both. And the Mike of the Tur says, if you Miskadish on an Erva, Kedushin is not Toifis. The Ramon says, the Pasha Lashon of the Tur is Mashma, that that's true about both. Both the Irayas the Raisa and the Irayas the Rabbanon, which is the Shnias L'Raisa. Masha, both of them have a din that there's no Kedushin Toifis in there. You're not going to say, Zok the Darkei Moshe, that if you marry a Shnia, Kedushin is not Toifis, even with the Raisa, that's obviously wrong, because on the Raisa level, she's not Nerva. But you could learn, Shan the Tur, Zok there, you could learn that what the Tur was saying, that there on the Shnias L'Raisa, there is a level, an area of an Itfis as Kedushin, to leave them that the Rabbanon, she's an Erva, and therefore, she marries a second guy, will be Kedushin Toifis in the Rabbanon. That's the Darkei Moshe suggestion. The Machaber says flat out, outright over there in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ezer Tezvov, Sif Aleph, connected that Lahedi Lehepuch, and the Machaber says that Avada, a deraisa de Ke'erva, Kedusha is not Toifis. The Bonin de Ke'erva, Kedusha is 100% Toifis. And the Machaber is Meduyuk, that there's no lack whatsoever, and if a second guy will marry her afterwards, it's clear that Shita Machaber will be, Kedusha won't be Toifis at all in the second guy, because Shnia L'Arayas is not a Mafkiya in any way, in any level of a Fis Kedusha according to the Machaber. Despite that, the base Shmuel and the Chalkos Mechoik over there, the Noisek Kalim discussed this sheet of the Darkei Moshe, and they both discuss Epes HaShmerkeit of this Darkei Moshe. They consider it to be quite difficult. The difficulty they have is that L'Choyra, the level Choymer HaIsser of Shnias L'Arayas is a very caldical level of Choymer HaIsser. Not only is it not Chorus, which obviously is not, it's not even a Malchus, because it's not even Isser D'Arayza. So it's a very Shvach HaIsser. It's a very caldical level, and in terms of the Choymer, it's there Shvach. But both the Chalk of Mechoyki and the Beis Shmuel Adanon is, what would the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, hold when they get to Chavi Lavin? Now we know the Kedushin definitely Tavis on Chavi Lavin, but the time we don't hold like Rebbe Kiva. Kedushin Tavis on Chavi Lavin. And Mameila, therefore, Chavi Lavin is Kedushin Tavisin, but it's on the other hand, it's more Chomor than Shnias L'Arayas. One is Deraisa, Chavi Lavin is Deraisa, and Malkus and everything, and the Shnias L'Arayas is certainly not Deraisa, it's only the Abonon. So Mameila, Zoktav them, the Beishmul, the Chalk of Machoikik, that Lechoyit should come out, that according to the Darkei Moshe suggests that it's Epis Vos, some residue, some lack, some Chathor in the Tavis Kedushin when the Makadish Shnia, he should really come out. Makal v'choymer that there's some lack of tefisa kedushin when you're mekadosh a chayvei lavin as well. And if you're mekadosh a chayvei lavin, you turn around and the lady is mekadosh at somebody else who's not a chayvei lavin, it should really come out l'choyra that she's mekadosh somewhat to the second guy as well, which is really very shver and very mudna. The emes is that the chalkos mechoikik really suggests that really would be the din according to the Darkei Moshe. Shver is ach that he'll have to hold a chayvei lavin also, chayvei lavin as well. Likewise, if she's mekadosh to the first guy, he's a chayvei lavin. It's chal. But there's epis a chasarin and she'll mekadosh. The second guy is chal him as well. Other achrenim taina that's mamish impossible. That there's no such a thing b'shum oifin, and in Gan Shas the Gemara always says that chavi lavin kedushin is toifin. The Gemara never suggests b'shum oifin that there's any shum chasor in the kedushin of chavi lavin, such that if she marries a second guy, she'll chal to the second guy as well. A zeishver thing to accept. The Aruch Hashulchan over there is masik ledina that just like it's mamish klor by chavi lavin that this total tefisa kedushin to the first guy and there's nothing left for the second to be toifis. So likewise. He says
because actually la halacha the ikar is like the poiskim connected to the darkei Moshe that avada hu adin by shnius larayas such anything is more lenient that hu adin shnius larayas has chalagami to the pekayas makadosh of shnia and nothing left to miskadosh to the second person like the shulchan aruch there. The man says Moshe over here, Moshe Chavroini, however, writes that bemet is not poshut to say that. And you can readily defend the Darkei Moshe. And he points out it's dependent on one klor hakira that Rishimin Shkop's hakira is brought down the Kovitz Orasim and Gimel. He brings that he heard Shamati this hakira from Rishimin Shkop. The hakira is this din that we have arayas that are chayvi krisis. So that's meinei the tefisas kedushin. Kol hashayasim ikolat hayevis ha'elav nechrisu. That's the pasuk hakeshet of Yoina. Hokshu kol arayas elazem. No tefisas kedushin to any other arayas. Rishimin klared. Is that din that there's no tefisas kedushin? Is that an outcome of the chomer? Is it that it's so chomer that afilu has a chorus? So such a chomer, the relationship will have a tefisas kedushin. Is that what it is? It's neveh from the chomer of chorus, or that the din chorus on the erva is a simon rather than a simba? Thus says Tazoi that the shem erva is the fact that she's an erva, the arayas label that itself is the reason why she's not tefisas kedushin. It happens to be the way they identify which. Other relationships that are arayas, you take a look, the Torah says that they're chorus, those are the ones that are arayas. But al-koponim, that's just the appellation, that's just the label that they have. But the etzem shem erva in and of itself is a sibah, why it's not tefisas kedushin, totally distinct from the fact that there's a chorus on that maisa bia, on the maisa tashmish. And rather, al-koponim wants to come out of it, he wants to bring arayas, that the second tzad is correct. It's not that the chomer issa directly is what b'nei tefisas kedushin, but the fact that those who happen to be a chorus, they have a shem erva on them, and the shem erva is my name is Fitz of the Kedushin. It's not of them the Masas Moshe that if you learn like that, it's actually very meduyik to Darkei Moshe and there's no problem at all from the din of Chavi Lavin. Because Nanir that a Chavi Lavin Taka is more going to be more Chomor than a Shnias La'arayas. And a Chavi Lavin has a Chomer Issa and Oinish de Raisa and the Shnias La'arayas doesn't have there's no Issa de Raisa and Oinish de Raisa at all. But Afal Pikain Zok there, Chavi Lavin is not a Shem Erev at all. And in Meila, if you Makadosh Chavi Lavin, so you totally Mekadeshet Lagami to the first kid. There's no Siva whatsoever that it should be any chasor in that Kedushin. No reason why there's anything left to be Chalchal to the second guy she takes Kedushin from. That's when you get to Chavi Lavin. Mashinkin Shnias La'arayos. It's only the Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim set it up and they would Kiveya it that it has a Shem Erva on it on the Rabbanim level. So Naniach that if you marry Shnias La'arayos on the Raisa level, Kedushin is Chal, but since she has a Shem Erva, the Rabbanim, there's a safeguard around the Isra Arayos and they gave the Shnias a Shem Erva. So Mela, that Shem Erva, the Rabbanim, is Meinea, the Tfisa's Kedushin on the Rabbanim level because she's an Erva. So that's why that's Ramos here. Good, Ramos saying that specifically when you get the Shnias La'arayos, but there's a Shem Erva on her on the Rabbana level, that's why it'll be Chal Klapi the second guy. And it's not Doima to Chavi Lavin, even though Chavi Lavin is more Chomor, as since Chavi Lavin doesn't have any Shem Irva at all, and Mela therefore to the total Tfis Kedushin, even Lafidar Amor, to the first person, and no Kedushin at all to the second.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.